Trots Racing heads to Cranbourne today. The first event getting underway at 5:37 in a touch over 6 hours from now. Kyle Galley has done the form for us. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Good to talk to you again.
The program today, 7 races on the card. Have you got a best bet for us over the 7 races, please, Kyle?
Yeah, I have. Race 4, number 2, Better Eclipse. And I see it's not my money, but it's 240 into 185 fixed odds this morning already. It's unbeaten in the two runs this time in, and in fact hasn't missed a place in its 7 starts so far. So it's an interesting race. There's a few chances, but the money about this morning suggests that Better Eclipse has got an excellent chance of making it 3 on in. So that's race 4, number 2.
A value bet for the program at Cranbourne?
I went with race 2, number 5, Steel. I see there's a bit of money about for the horse drawn. It's inside this morning, Trent from Punchin. Steel's been a little bit easy. It's out to about $7 fixed at the moment, but it was a much improved run to finish second last time out. It does have to overcome barrier 5 in a race where there's a few chances, but I just thought if it can show the improvement again that it did last time out, then it might be an each-way chance in the second, race 2, number 5.
We'll run through the quaddie legs here with your selections. Kyle, race number 4, Better Eclipse 185, Dennis William 250, where's Seggy at $5. How do we get the quaddie off to a winning start?
Well, I guess with the money about for the 2, it's probably a standout in the first leg, although I did chuck in the 5 as well, just at perhaps that little bit of value where Seggy with the junior claim for Adrian Pace as well. So I've gone 2 and 5 in the first leg.
Second leg of the quaddies for the trotters from the stand, 4 and 7 are out. The Golden Lion on the back up from Kilmore on Thursday night. Kai Valley Barney, 380. The Golden Lion at 215. Medina Bay, $6.
Yeah, they're the two I've gone for, the 6 and 9. The Golden Lion, as you say, its form before going for a spell as well was quite good. So it ticks a few boxes coming into the night's race. Does have to come off the 10 metres, but then so does Kai Valley Barney. I think they'll certainly be there about 6 and 9 in the second leg.
Race number 6 is another trot, this one from the Mobile, 43-51. There are no scratchings here. Wingman Fling, Alfred takes the drive at $2. Sovereign Tiger, $2.30. Paddy's Pants at $6.50 and 14. GC Calder.
Yeah, Wingman Fling certainly got some good figure form coming into today's race. Does have to come off the outside of the front row, but certainly should be right there. I've thrown in the 5 Sovereign Tiger as well, trained just out the road from where I am here. So 5 and 7, both been consistent in recent runs, and I think they'll be pretty close in race number 6.
Race number 7, it's a maiden to finish the card. 33-50 is the rating of the runners. It's over the mile. There are no scratchings. Icon Motors first up. Once again, Alpha with the reins at $2.70. A little bit of $3. Solaski at $5. Can't See Me, $6.750. Called Out Preliminary is a $10 chance. How do we sort them out in the final event, Kyle?
Yeah, I thought it was the hardest race of the night, even though there's only the 6 in it. I've actually steered away from Icon Motor as far as the quad is concerned. I've gone 1 from 5. I threw the 6 in for third, but I've gone with a little better just off the inside draw. Can get away fast and has run third on the home track previously. So we'll go 1 from 5, but it could be a trap race the last. You just never know.
1 from 5 in the last. So recapping Kyle's quaddie numbers, 2-5 first leg, 6-9 second leg, 5 and 7 in the third leg. Bring it home with 1 and 5. Kyle, good calling this evening.
Thanks, Brendan. No worries.